Welcome along to Amp Next Gen, the podcast that's following three athletes who are trying to qualify for age group. And two of those athletes, Danny and Jerry, have already had their qualification races. And this week coming up, it's the turn of Harry. My name's Richard Conway, and I am the host of the Amp Next Gen and also the Age Group Multisport podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, where have you been? 14 weeks has passed already and these guys have been working the socks off to try and qualify for the coveted Great Britain triathlon suit and to have the pleasure and honour to race for GB. We've been following them and each week they've sent in a report until the qualification race has come and then they've given us a final report of how it's gone. And Harry's the last one up. And like I said, his race is imminent next Sunday at Mallory Park. Mallory Park's a racetrack, for those of you who don't know. So it's all enclosed. It's safe. There's no traffic. And it's a draft legal race, which is really exciting if you haven't done one before. And it allows you to draft and get in a bunch and pretty much save your legs if you can. But yeah, so it should be exciting for Harry. And Harry's in the under 20s and there are three others in his age group that have put the money down. And as long as he gets within 115% of the winner, then he should get a Q4. Hopefully he'll do it. So let's hear how he's got on this week and we shall see you on the other side.
Hi Rich and the Amp listeners, it's week 14 of my audio diaries, and yeah, I'm 1 week out from my race, so this week was my recovery week, so it was nice and easy at times, so it wasn't always nice and easy, that is, so Monday, just rest day, just chilled out. I can't actually remember what I did on Monday other than that. Then Tuesday I did the GTN strength video. As it was all bodyweight stuff, so I knew it wouldn't be too heavy. Then in the evening I did my normal VC deal session, but I did it in my TT bars, which you can actually see on the GB YouTube channel. And then I turned it into a brick session. So I did about 25k on the bike in about an hour. I did the last 5k nice and easy. Then I did 15 minutes at about 8 to 9 out of 10 RPE. And I did about 3:51 or 3.51k, so it's about 4:17 per k, which I was really happy with, especially as it was a brick session. So yeah, that was Tuesday. Then on Wednesday I had a track session, which I had the option to do either 4 or 5 800s. I ended up doing 4 800s as my third 8 sidetrack. Bit of a sidetrack here, but there was a few people from my club, which I didn't know were going to be down there. There's a few people from Deal Try there. So they were doing 6 400s each, but as a relay, so on my third one, I gave them like a 110 meter handicap. And then I set off. So they were relaying it. So they did a 400 each and I was doing a full 800 by myself, but I was racing them. And I may have won it. So I pushed that one a lot more than the rest of them as I wasn't going to be beaten by them. And then I did my last one at the pace that I was meant to be running at. So that was tough but fun. ish. So that was Wednesday. In the end, I did about 7K because I did a cool down walk to get a bit of nutrition from Aldi. So that was good. Thursday, I had another rest day, so I did a bit of stretching, a bit of stretch and rolling, that sort of thing. Can't remember exactly what I did, but that's the rough gist. Friday, I had another brick session, but it was a slightly different brick session, so I'm calling it a super try style brick session, which I'm not going to get onto that bit yet, but I called it a super try brick session, as it was essentially 10 minutes warm up run. So I did about 2K in, so that's not too bad. And then it was 20 minutes hard cycle, which was about 6 out of 10. Am I looking at the right bit? Yeah, which was ended up being about 6 out of 10. But so it was meant to be 20 minutes at 32 k's an hour, but due to the traffic on the Canterbury Ring Road, which is like where I like to do my sessions when I can't get up to Betts Hangar, due to the traffic at that time of day, I averaged about 24 k's an hour for that one, so I only did about 7k in 20 minutes. And then it was a 10 minute run at 8 out of 10 RPE. So I ended up doing about 2.2k. So I was running about 4.30 per k average. And then it was another bike, which was again meant to be at 32 k's per hour, but I did 25 due to traffic. So that was about 8 out of 10 RPE ish. As where I could push, I did really push. Then it was another run, which was about 10 minutes, which I did 2.3k. So I averaged about 4.16 per k. So that wasn't too bad. Then I had a 5 minute cool down on the bike. So, and I did about 2.5k in 7 minutes. So hence why I called it a super, hence why I'm calling it a super try brick session. I'm just adjusting myself. Super try brick session because it was run, bike, run, bike, run, bike. Cool, so that was Friday. Then on Saturday in the morning, I did an easy 30 minute run, well, 30 minute jog run, tap-tap, which was at 5.40 per k average. I did about 5.4k, so I was pretty happy with that. It was about 4 RPE, so nice and gentle. As later in the day, I went to watch Super Try E, well, not watch, volunteer up at Super Try E, up in London at the London Aquatic Centre, which was a really good race. I like, it's good, it's a really good event, really fun to watch. I'm really pleased that Beth won it for the Brits for the women's race, and I got to meet a lot of the people that I'll hopefully be at uni with and training with next year, or in September, should I say. So it was a good networking opportunity, as well as just nice watching a race. Then on Sunday, I could do anywhere up to 2 hours free. So we labelled it a free ride, as I had the option to do anywhere up to 2 hours. So I did an hour 45, and I did about 40k. So it was about 4 RPE, nice zone 2 ride. Averaged about 23k's an hour, so pretty chuffed with that. Yeah, that was my week. It's been quite a gentle week overall. This week, as I'm recording on the Monday again, is my taper week. So, got couple of runs, got one brick, one bike session, and then race day. So, yeah, this will be one of my last recordings, which I'm sad about. Yeah, it's been fun doing these. And I shall see you in the next one.
Thanks, Harry. He seems quite relaxed, doesn't he, considering he's got race week coming up. He mentioned we'd put one of his bike sessions on the YouTube site channel that we're running. And if you want to go along and have a look at that, it's up there. It's AmpGB. Head over, support, with 2 subscribers off 100, which is quite a milestone. So if you haven't had a look yet, head over there and see what's going on and watch a few videos and subscribe and like and comment and all the usual. That'd be great. So yeah, this time next week, episode 15, week 15, we'll see how Harry's got on, and that'll be it. That'll be the last one. It's been a good series. Really enjoyed following the 3 athletes, and really enjoyed putting these together. So fingers crossed for Harry. If you follow him on social, send him some good luck messages this week, and we'll definitely be following his race results as they come in on the tracker if it's available next Sunday. And that's about it for this episode. Thanks once again for taking your time out and supporting the guys and listening. I hope you've enjoyed the series. We've had a blast doing it. It's been a great spin-off from our other podcast, the Age Group Multisport podcast. So we will definitely be doing it again, probably next year. So if you're interested in trying to qualify next year and you haven't done already and you're not an age grouper, those are the stipulations, just get in touch and we'll get you on. And if you'd like to get in touch, you can email us at agegroupmultisportpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at amp_1967. We're on Facebook at AmpGB. We're on X at Age Group Multisport Podcast. And like I said, we're on YouTube. We have our own channel with loads of videos and all the other podcasts that we've done previously at AmpGB. So that's it till next week. Good luck again, Harry. And don't forget, stay safe, keep training, and love the process.